From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Despite mostly sunny skies, this afternoon will be noticeably cool as a northwesterly breeze filters in behind a cold front. Valley highs will range in the low to mid-50s in the south and from the mid-40s to around 50 north, with some lower 40s near the Vermont-Quebec border. Northwest winds of 5 to 15 miles an hour will gust to 20. If you have any plans to venture into the mountains and hills this afternoon, be sure to dress for winds and temperatures that will be very winter-like, with wind chills anywhere from the teens above to the single digits below. More generally, after a very abrupt return to the spring on Tuesday, winter-like weather will swoop back in from the northwest on Wednesday, which will feature falling temperatures at all elevations, along with rain showers changing to snow showers in the mountains and mixing with or changing to snow in northern valleys late in the day. With so much talk of cold temperatures, it might seem rather out of left field to talk about fire weather, but even this is a concern this afternoon. According to the National Weather Service in Burlington, fine fuels such as grass and leaf litter will continue to dry out across the region today. This, combined with relative humidity of 15 to 25% and gusty winds, may have an impact on fire weather conditions. If any fires were to start this afternoon, the weather and fuel conditions could cause them to get quickly out of control. On the weather maps early this afternoon, the cold front that dropped through last night has continued into southern New England. The same front will lift back toward the north as a warm front tonight, bringing briefly warmer weather tomorrow with the help of gusty south winds, as we will be sitting in between an elongated area of surface high pressure along the eastern seaboard and a similarly elongated area of low pressure that will stretch from northwestern Quebec back toward the southwest and through the Great Lakes. As a related cold front works toward us tomorrow night, rain showers will develop. Continuing as the front crosses our region on Wednesday, rain showers will continue into Wednesday night, but probably changing to snow in northern valleys, high temperatures falling late in the day on Wednesday, and this again possibly involving snow even at lower elevations late on Wednesday. Some snow showers could continue into Wednesday evening, but should be fairly quickly diminishing at that point. It will again be quite cold for the season Wednesday night and Thursday. Sunshine on Friday should get temperatures back much closer to seasonal norms, with highs in the 50s or maybe even around 60 in the south, and more of a sustained period of mild weather likely to be getting underway at that time. In the forecast summary, this afternoon, mostly sunny with valley highs in the low to mid-50s in the south and mid-40s to around 50 north, with some lower 40s near the Vermont-Quebec border. Northwest winds gusting to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, lows mainly in the mid to upper 20s, some lower 20s in the cold hollows northeast and in the Adirondacks, low to mid 30s, steadier rising late in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys. Tuesday, mostly to partly sunny, highs in the low to mid 60s, some upper 50s northeast, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25 east of the Greens and to 35 in the west. For Tuesday night, chance of evening showers, then showers likely along and west of the Green Mountains and a rising chance in the east. Lows on Tuesday night in the low to mid-40s, south winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30 in the Champlain Valley. And for the day on Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies with rain showers likely, then rain changing to snow in the mountains, mixing with or changing to snow in northern valleys late in the day. Valley temperatures falling to around 40 degrees in the north and into the 40s across the south. Winds on Wednesday from the southwest initially at 10 to 15 miles an hour, then becoming northwest and gusting to 30 miles an hour behind the cold front. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.